WTAW News. Time is 8:04. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. Take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has approved a request from the Convention and Visitors Bureau to award more grants with money from the hotel occupancy tax. James Benham was part of the unanimous vote.
I really do believe that if you're going to collect this tax, you're better off investing it immediately and completely, you know, not just letting it collect a paltry 0.01% interest in the bank.
Added to the unspent funds, $59,000 will go to 12 events through mid-July that will have a projected economic impact of $10 million. Two more snags are coming for those driving the Earl Rudder Freeway. TxDOT's Bob Colwell says the Rock Prairie exits will be closed in both directions parts of Sunday and Monday as part of expanding the Rock Prairie Bridge.
The State Highway 6 entrance ramp near the Texas Avenue Deacon intersection will also be closed due to the freeway closure.
And beginning Tuesday, the northbound on and off ramps from University will be closed for the summer. Colwell says that's in order to have the new ramps open in time for the first Aggie home football game. Meantime, construction is wrapping up at the ramps affecting southbound traffic at William J. O'Brien Parkway and Briarcrest. DPS troopers are asking for your help in tracking down witnesses to a two-vehicle crash Wednesday afternoon in Burleson County. Master Sergeant Jimmy Morgan says the head-on collision was on FM 50, about 4 miles south of Highway 60.
There was a couple of witnesses that may have seen exactly all what took place. The troopers were told that there was a gentleman that actually assisted one of the drivers out of the vehicle before it engulfed in flames.
Witnesses can call Morgan locally at 776-3147. He says both drivers were transported to a local hospital with severe injuries. A Bryan man wanted by the Brazos County Sheriff's Office has made it on the new Bryan Police Department's 10 Most Wanted list, and Crime Stoppers has offered a $500 reward to catch 18-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr.
We're not sure he's even in this area, but if he is, we sure want some help to put him in jail on this engaging organized criminal activity warrant.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says Arevalo and a now former jail officer smuggled narcotics and tobacco products into the detention center for Arevalo's father, Roy Sr. The sheriff says Cody Jones has been fired and is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest last weekend. The Crime Stoppers tip line is 775-TIPS. You're invited to Saturday's dedication of the newest historical marker in Brazos County. Historical Commission Chairman Henry Mayo says the marker at the Bryan City Cemetery recognizes 161 Confederate veterans who were instrumental in the development of Bryan.
Several of them came penniless from the Southeast after the war, had lost everything, and come home from the war owning no property, not being able to vote, and they came to Bryan to start over.
The dedication program is Saturday morning at 11. That starts at the Aston Chapel, followed by a procession to the marker at the front of the cemetery. Mayo says they'll follow the annual memorial service by the United Daughters of the Confederacy Heritage Group, which will start at 10:30. WTAW News time is 8:07. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
I've been talking on the radio with Jen Zweiker for around 10 years now, and it's with great honor that I get to announce that they are actually moving. They're on their own now at 420 Tarot, and if you'd like to find out more, you can go to zarealestate.com. They've spread their wings a little bit, and they've moved into a new location, but with still the great service, and maybe even more so now because they've got a little more room to negotiate and move around. So to find out more, again, it's zarealestate.com. The housing market in Bryan College Station right now is going gangbusters, and it's very important that you pick the right realtor to buy or sell a home, in particular if you're going to sell yours, because you want to make sure that it's listed the right way and that it's done the right way just for your house. So to do that, again, it's zarealestate.com. They go the extra mile to make sure that everything is taken care of. There is no detail too small, no I that doesn't get dotted, no T that doesn't get crossed. I know this for a fact because I've actually bought and sold two different homes with zarealestate.com.
At the brand new Fred and Fred Seafood Market, their motto is, if it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. That's the quality and extremely fresh seafood you'll find at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. If you're looking for Gulf shrimp, redfish, snapper, cod, haddock, and more, it's at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Ask about their ready-to-cook seasoned fish, great for quick and healthy dinners. Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College, just south of the farm patch. Aggie-owned and operated. Fred and Fred Seafood Market. You'll taste the difference.
Morning, it's about 10 after. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for some weather. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year checkup to keep your family comfortable all year long. Give them a call at 690-2278. Here we go.
Sunshine today, some passing clouds, high temperatures 75 to 80. Tonight becoming partly to mostly cloudy and more humid with lows near 65 tonight. Tomorrow will have a good deal of cloudiness. Highs will probably reach 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night it'll be mostly cloudy, lows near 65. Sunday clouds, the risk of a couple of showers or thunderstorms. Highs on Sunday are going to be right around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Jay Sokol here from the city of College Station. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you.
Jay still comes in, even though we don't have the jumble here for him anymore.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. You know, I do the jumble. I usually do the jumble on Saturday morning. I do about knock out about four of those on Saturday morning, do it online, which is kind of fun.
So is Kevin keeping him in his studio?
Yeah, I guess.
I can bring it in because I'm sure not doing them.
What we usually do is we keep the paper in the plastic wrapper for prosperity.
I do not. It's open right here.
Oh, is it? Well, I don't read it. Okay. I read it sometimes, but I usually read it online. Nonetheless, you enjoy words. And so with that, there is a new word in play on the Scrabble board. And by the way, is it tomorrow or Sunday? One of those days is National Scrabble
Day. I think
Sunday. Sunday.
Oh.
So I don't know. I don't know if every year do they add a word on International Scrabble Day or on the weekend of. I don't know. But anyway, they've got one this year. Geocache. The word, it is a verb meaning to track down items as part of a game using global positioning system devices. I think they did that at First Friday last weekend.
Yes, they did.
That's okay. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Anyhow, beat out 15 other nominated words in an online fan vote to select the newest addition to the official Scrabble Players Dictionary. It is the first change in nearly a decade to the board game. It's also the first time that Players Dictionary has included a word chosen by fans. Huh. Well, mainly because the people at Scrabble figure they're smarter than you are. Geocache beat out other popular choices such as Bitcoin.
Hmm.
All right. Cosplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who dress up and
like comic book characters.
Yeah. Costume play. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Society for Creative Anachronism.
This is more cartoon.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Anyway, Zen. Zen is not.
How is that not?
It's been around longer than the game. Anyway, the words have been nominated by fans on Hasbro's Facebook page, and while the new edition of the dictionary, which will include Geocache, will not be available until later this year, players competing in the National Scrabble competition will be able to use the word. Now, is that going to be on TV? Because it used to be. You know, ESPN used to have that on there. Because they had a color man who, like, spoke with a British accent. It's really cool.
You know, our water services director, Dave Coleman, dropped a pretty good word last night at the council meeting.
Oh, okay.
Envirotranspiration.
Oh, man. What does that mean?
I can't tell you. But
you sure it wasn't evapotranspiration?
Oh, what? I'm sorry. You're right. Evapotranspiration.
Yes. Oh, that is a real
that
word.
One I know.
Evapotranspiration.
Okay. All right. What does that mean, smart boy?
Just the water that...
Oh, transpiration. Yeah. Okay,
transpiration.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that evaporates.
So, but doesn't it do that anyway?
Well, yeah.
So that's redundancy?
But you can measure that. You can measure the amount of water that your lawn loses or the ground is losing.
Okay.
And decide how much you need to water it.
And that was the context in which Dave was talking.
I think every resident in College Station should be able to have a meter for that and the city should pay for it.
And there should be a fancy website to help. Oh, wait, there will be.
Oh, yeah, that the Office of Public Information will administer. Well, in the meantime, though, always trying to help you out in College Station, mm-hmm. doing whatever I can to make life easier for you residents of College Station, because, after all, I used to be a resident of College Station a long time ago. A little revenue stream, shall we speak.
I have my pen ready. Let's
okay.
go.
Okay. A sewage treatment plant in Seattle promoting itself as a wedding venue.
Oh.
The plant's Facebook post says they offer a full catering kitchen, state-of-the-art AV equipment, dance floor, ample parking, beautiful outdoor grounds, and a room for up to 260 people. Yes, everything you would need for a wedding reception or other special event.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, a park-like atmosphere surrounds the plant, but weddings and receptions would take place just steps away from the raw sewage that's being processed.
So outdoor or indoor?
Well, I'm guessing outdoor. Officials at the plant assure you you won't smell the sewage. Oh, yeah, unless, quote, there's a wind shift or it, quote, turns over. Drive by Spring Loop on a hot summer day. That's all I'm saying. All right, so what's going on in the city of College Station?
Well, we have a few Easter happenings. You've heard about the College Station Easter celebration, which will be tomorrow, 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum.
We're a big part of that.
I know you are, and so is the College Station Police Department. Mm-hmm. They're hosting the long-standing tradition of the Easter egg hunt.
They need the crowd control for the 17-second Easter egg hunt.
That's right. Yeah. So they've been doing it at the library since 1999, but really PD started this back in 1982. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got that information linked from our website, cstx.gov/calendar. A reminder that on the 18th, city offices will be closed for Good Friday. Sanitation collections will run as normally scheduled.
Course, yeah.
And then on that same day, Friday the 18th, Lincoln Recreation Center will have their annual Easter egg hunt. A free event, face painting, food, games, music, a whole lot more. 1 to 3 o'clock at the Lincoln Recreation Center that's located at 1000 Eleanor. The egg hunt is open to kids age 10 and under. And again, more on that at our website, cstx.gov.
There you go. It's Jay Sokol here from the City College Station. Visit the folks from City College Station on Fridays, and it's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving our insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Imagine a world where you're legally required to ignore all email from your boss after 6 p.m. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. The IRS issued an identity theft alert to millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. This is too big to fight alone. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and mention promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
You just have to love the French. Back in 1999, it was the French who came up with their now famous 35-hour work week. Most French citizens get at least a month's paid vacation each year. It's the law. But here in America, we work at all hours of the day and night. Whenever the boss sends email, you read it. We routinely bring work home. In a sense, many of us are never really off. Which brings me back to France. The French have taken note of all this evening and weekend email and smartphone encroachment on their beloved 35-hour work week. And a few days ago, under a new national labor agreement affecting millions, the French have made it illegal for the boss to send work-related email after 6 p.m. And as an employee, you are not to continue your work at home either. So let's all move to France. Get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Record-breaking whales. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Cuvier's beaked whales can dive for hours at a time, coming up for only a few minutes between descents to breathe. Greg Shore is a biologist with Cascadia Research Collective, He and his team tracked the whales in the waters off Southern California and found that they can dive nearly 2 miles below the surface when hunting for prey.
We did collect the longest dive ever recorded from a marine mammal, which was 137.5 minutes, so 2 hours and 17 minutes. So both the deepest and the longest dive ever recorded for a marine mammal.
He says the whales are highly adapted for deep diving. They carry huge amounts of oxygen in their muscles and have collapsible lungs, which make it possible to survive the extreme pressure.
We would crush at depths a fraction of what these animals are diving to.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You've probably heard me talking about Vital 28, the super vitamin from the Activate Company. So I'm kind of glad when I hear from you about this fine product. People are writing to me all the time thanking me for telling them about this marvelous product. And what they are saying is simple. The product works, and it doesn't upset their stomach. Unlike some of the store-bought vitamins, there is no waste with Vital 28. Its specially formulated pharmaceutical-grade ingredients are time-released for maximum effect in your body, and it will not upset your stomach, so you get the full benefit and none of the downside. We love Vital 28 at the Allen household. Both Sandy and I take it every day, and we can really feel the difference. Now, you can order online, of course, at www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or just call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. Fully guaranteed, of course, or your money back like all our products. 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. I want to tell you a story about a group of people with a grand idea. They wanted to start a new life in a new place far away from their parents, their neighbors, and their own communities. They had some pretty high ideals for the new life, and at least in their own minds, they were ready to start living them. Oh, it's not a new story. It's one you've heard before, but I'll bet you didn't know this. The thing that caught our attention about this group of people is how ill-prepared they were for their new life. You see, part of the problem is they were leaving a very well-established community, highly developed in all the comforts of modern life. But in this new life, yeah, they'd have to make their own homes, grow and hunt their own food, the whole thing. And therein lied the problem. They really didn't have the slightest idea of how to do any of that. And sure enough, within the first 2 weeks, 6 had died. 8 more in the next month, 17 more in February, and 13 in March. By April, less than a year from when they landed, just 54 of the original 102 were still alive, and virtually 50% of them were children. And I know that you knew that, too. You've heard and read about it for years in your history books, but I'll bet you didn't know exactly why they found it so hard from the day they stepped off the Mayflower. You see, the real problem was who came on the Mayflower. 2 tailors, a printer, several merchants, a silk worker, a shopkeeper, a hat maker, 18 seamstresses, and a few other such occupations. Actually, they packed for the trip as if they misunderstood the purpose to begin with. The list of supplies included a sundial, candle snuffers, musical instruments, a book of the complete history of Turkey. They didn't take a single animal, not a cow, horse, or chicken. They didn't take a bit of planting material, not even a fishing pole or a fishing line with them. And not one, except Mild Standish, had ever tried to bring down a wild animal in their life. Now, we've always been told that it was a wild and inhospitable territory. But you know what? The Native Americans who live there didn't think so. They had been living in relative comfort for centuries. Truth is, it was just a group of merchants and tailors completely ill-suited for the whole venture that made it so hard. But they did survive, thank goodness, and we are all here because of them.
More inflation in the pipeline. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Businesses are charging more for goods and services, and that caused a spike in wholesale-level inflation last month. The Labor Department reports the producer price index jumped 0.5 percentage point in March. The core PPI, which excludes volatile energy and food costs, was up 0.6 percentage point. It was the biggest increase in 3 years. Bank shares will be in focus today. J.P. Morgan Chase reported weaker than expected first-quarter results. Wells Fargo's quarterly numbers topped forecasts. The restaurant industry's changeover to paper cups is helping makers of paper products. Environmental concerns have prompted many chains to abandon plastic foam cups. Starbucks has long used paper. McDonald's is making the change. Dunkin' Donuts is testing paper cups. A paper industry organization says production of material to make cups has increased 16% in 5 years. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed
and watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed
and watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight,
or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
It's April. Spring has arrived, and daylight savings time means more fun in the sun. And that takes a lot of energy. Rattlers has just what you need to work and play hard. Robust energy drinks, two for only $3, or pick up two any regular size candy bars and get one free. Don't forget to pick up some cold ones while you're there. 12 packs of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning, about 8:27. Things that we can thank Canada for, okay? We have Canada to thank for the following. The Wonder Bra. Trivial Pursuit.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The Odometer. The egg carton. This one I knew. IMAX. Okay.
Yes.
The walkie-talkie. Instant replay. Ink that makes U.S. bills green. The paint roller. Once again, these are things that Canada invented for us, okay? The snowmobile. Duh.
Well.
The snowblower. Duh. The hockey mask. Easy off oven cleaner, the caulking gun, and finally, let me say it again.
The kazoo?
Peanut butter.
Really?
Yep.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I thought that was George Washington Carver.
Yeah, I know. Well,
he expanded the uses of it. He studied it.
That's the way we tell the story in U.S. America. No, if you go up, if you and I said I got to check this, and so if you go up and if you type in peanut butter and Canada, I think it'll take you to Wikipedia and it'll tell you the guy's name. So just saying. In 1907, just to show you how times have changed. In 1907, an ad campaign for Kellogg's Corn Flakes offered a free box of cereal to any woman who would do what? Do you know? Any woman who would do what? The answer? Wink at her grocer. Again, it was 1907, okay? A little bit different time. Just saying.
Probably get arrested for that
that's
nowadays.
Scandalous.
Yes, I'm saying, yes. Calling customer service for help with your laptop, generally a good idea. Maybe not if you stole the thing in a home burglary. Police in New Hampshire say that they made an arrest and recovered a computer stolen in February of 2013 thanks to the very scenario. The break came when Apple emailed the original owner and thanked him for calling customer service. Except he hadn't. And, you know, that's a logical follow-up
sure.
thing they do. Somebody else had done so using the long-gone laptop serial number as a reference. Eventually, police able to track down the person who made the support phone call. That I don't know. I would like to know how they did that, but nonetheless, there you go. So remember, if you steal it and it breaks, then you may just have to fix it yourself.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. More money from the College Station hotel occupancy tax is going to attract more visitors. The City Council approved recommendations from a Convention and Visitors Bureau grant committee, which heard from representatives of 12 events coming here through mid-July. It's the second time this fiscal year grants have been given, and Carl Mooney says there may be a third round.
Because there might be a group of 4,000 plus coming here.
The review committee pared down requests totaling more than $170,000 to about $60,000. John Nichols called for continued scrutiny.
The grant review panel's got a good process. They need to hold the feet to the fire on the applicants. And if there are not enough good applicants, and frankly, applicants that would be coming anyway, we need to be thinking about that. And when in the end all comes, if some of these don't pan out, they don't get the money to the level they asked for anyways.
The Bryan City Council has not acted on requests totaling $22,000. The Bryan City Cemetery is home to at least 161 Confederate veterans who came here to start over after the Civil War. They'll be recognized Saturday with the dedication of a state historical marker. The chairman of the Brazos County Historical Commission, Henry Mayo, says the dedication follows the annual memorial service by the United Daughters of the Confederacy Heritage Group.
Memorial service at the Aston Chapel, which is located in the park, again named after a Confederate veteran. He donated the money for that. And they have their ceremony, I believe, at 10:30. It's open to the public.
The dedication begins at the Aston Chapel, followed by a procession to the marker at the front of the cemetery.
You not only can hear about some of these men, you can easily find their graves and look at their tombstones. A lot of them have veterans' tombstones with their service records on them. And so it is a great history lesson.
You can read the text that's on the marker online at WTAW.com. Motorists using the Earl Rudder Freeway should prepare for more obstacles. Parts of Sunday and Monday, you won't be able to get on or off the freeway at Rock Prairie, as well as the southbound exit at Deacon being closed. TxDOT's Bob Colwell says that's to install concrete beams expanding the Rock Prairie Bridge.
We have to take that 70-mile-an-hour traffic off the roadway so they can do that, because they have to get so much equipment underneath the bridge to be able to install or erect those new beams.
Starting Tuesday, northbound traffic won't have access at the university exit, where new ramps will be built.
We want to have it all completed by the time football season gets here. So that is one of the reasons that we have chosen this area to go work next.
Colwell says in the near future, southbound traffic will be able to use the new ramps, affecting access at William Joel Bryan Parkway and Briarcrest. A head-on crash in Burleson County Wednesday sent both drivers to the hospital. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says this was on FM 50 between 60 and Highway 21. Morgan says they're looking for witnesses who may have seen what happened.
We had a gentleman lose control of his vehicle and went into the southbound lane of 50, having a head-on collision.
both drivers sustained severe injuries and were taken to St. Joseph Hospital.
Morgan says one of the witnesses pulled out one of the drivers before their vehicle became engulfed in flames. Anyone with information can call Morgan at 776-3147. Brazos County Crime Stoppers is offering a $500 reward for a tip that leads to authorities to the third man involved in the smuggling contraband into the Brazos County Jail. Sheriff Chris Kirk says 18-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. of Bryan helped his father get narcotics and tobacco products.
He had phone conversations with his son and asked him to put the package together and then to get it to the jailer and pay him. So he's, again, he was part of that conspiracy that we've already made two arrests for, and this is just closing up the case.
Arevalo is also on the Bryan Police Department's new 10 Most Wanted list. The Crime Stoppers tip line, which can be called anytime at 775-TIPS, and the sheriff says the new former detention officer, 20-year-old Cody Jones of College Station, has been fired and is out of jail after posting bond. The College Station Police Department is attempting to contact leaseholders at the Longmire Self-Storage Center whose units had their locks cut. Officials say two customers reported no missing property, and attempts to contact others will determine if any property was stolen. Tampering on eight units was discovered Wednesday, but police say the investigation could be slowed by missing video evidence from security cameras that were disabled. The 12th Man Foundation at Texas A&M has established a memorial scholarship honoring the woman killed in an explosion and fire at her Bryan home. Noelle Devon, class of 2004, was the foundation's ticket center associate vice president of resource management. Devon and her father died early Monday morning. A Madisonville man is jailed on charges of arson, burglary, and unauthorized use of Devon's SUV. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 64 degrees. We'll have more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have you heard? There's a clean, modern venue with ample meeting space in town, and it's yours, the Brazos County Expo. From business meetings and banquets to large-scale conferences and trade shows, the Brazos County Expo is the perfect space for your event. Drawing attendees is easy. 80% of the Texas population lives within 180 miles of our community. The Brazos County Expo. It's local. It's yours. Book it. Call 823-3976 or visit BrazosCountyExpo.com for more information.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Going to be a good weekend for you to head out to Peach Creek Vineyards because this is the final weekend of this round of the Bluebonnet Wine Trail that's going on. It started in March and two weekends here in April. Now, at each winery, participants get two wine tastings and then an appetizer portion of a food pairing to go along with that. You can get tickets at TexasBluebonnetWineTrail.com. Or you can also find a link at Peach Creek Vineyards Facebook page. An opportunity for you to tour several vineyards in this part of the state. Now, there are three new wines they're really excited about there at Peach Creek Vineyards to go along with the dozen or so that they've been making already. They have the Valiente, which is a semi-sweet Lenore. There's a Texas Malbec as well that's called Regal Red. And there's a dry Lenore that's been oaked that's called Tesoro Rojo. So the Lenore grapes are grown at the Peach Creek Vineyards right here in South County College Station. And it's a great opportunity, especially with the weather that we're going to have this weekend, to kind of go out and enjoy yourself a little bit. You can bring your own snacks if you want to, or you can buy some there. Generally open from noon to 6 on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5, but my bet is they probably will be open this evening because the weather is going to be so nice. You can find out more about Peach Creek Vineyards at peachcreekvineyards.com. They have a gift shop there, and one of the brand new things they have is a Frappe Vino machine that makes wine slushes, which is kind of neat. The slushy mix is neutral. What you do is you add the wine to get the flavor that you want. Stop out and see them, South College Station, past the racetrack, or go to peachcreekvineyards.com to learn more about what they got going on. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, offered information on businesses. Get your business there. First, be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Sunshine today, some passing clouds, high temperatures 75 to 80. Tonight becoming partly to mostly cloudy and more humid with lows near 65 tonight. Tomorrow will have a good deal of cloudiness. Highs will probably reach 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night it'll be mostly cloudy, lows near 65. Sunday clouds, the risk of a couple of showers or thunderstorms. Highs on Sunday are going to be right around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, I know you've all been waiting on this. Donny Osmond will be back on Monday night's edition of Dancing with the Stars.
How did you know?
Yeah. As you might remember, Donny won the Mirrored Ball Trophy back in season number 9. Gosh, it was season number 9, how time flies. He'll be a guest judge sitting in on the panel, so. Probably remember Mike Rowe, pitch man for Home Improvement shows, and his gig as host of Dirty Jobs and all that. Now, TV Line reports that he's headed back to TV as host of CNN show Somebody's Got to Do It.
Good.
Show various innovators, do-gooders, entrepreneurs, collectors, and fanatics.
I would have replaced Congress with 400 and some odd of him.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Well, I don't know now if you can say every generation, but... There comes a time when there's someone who is front and center who has a very high likability quotient, for lack of a better technical term, and I think he's that guy for right now. I mean, just he's a likable guy. I mean, you look at the stuff that he does, he seems like an everyman kind of a situation. And I don't know that Bounty that he did the commercials for, the paper towels, and he had his parents in them, too?
I think it was for Bounty, and he did stuff for Ford.
Okay. Yeah, well, I knew he did Ford, but he would seem to me to be very effective. I don't know if he is or not, but he would seem to be effective. He seems to be very genuine, and again, an everyman kind of guy.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised he's working again. NBC will be running that Rosemary Baby mini-series during the May ratings period.
Because there are no new ideas.
The four-hour show will run in two parts. 1968 movie. It's a scary movie when it came out in 1968. Of course, I was 18 years old. I hadn't read much stuff about that kind of thing. The book was easy to read. It was a well-written book, but... And the movie was a little dark, but nonetheless. What would you expect? Golly, dark. I can't imagine. Yeah. So police in China searching for a pilot who landed his plane on a road and pulled into a gas station. So a pilot lands his plane and pulled into a gas station. The homemade plane caught on caught on security video as it taxied into the gas station along with the other cars. The pilot filled up, paid for the gas, and flew off. Police said there are no runways anywhere nearby, and so far they have not been able to locate this guy. So,
I'd look up.
Yeah, well, that's a good place to start. Yeah, that's...
Wow.
England, a criminal got caught because he couldn't resist taking a selfie in the middle of the burglary.
Oh, my gosh.
Some people just too stupid to stay free. Ashley Keyes.
I like that.
Well, Ashley Keyes, age 25, broke into a home, took a selfie using a phone with a stolen SIM card, then posted it online where the image was spotted by the victim's coworkers. Police arrested him and the accomplice at his house the next day. Managed to recover $45,000 worth of stolen stuff.
Wow. Jeez.
Smart enough to pick a house like that, but stupid enough to let them just do that. Okay. Police. I like this. This guy's a quick thinker. Police in Livermore Falls, Maine, say the guy they pulled over was adamant. He was adamant that the pot that they found in the car he was driving wasn't his.
Because?
He'd stolen the car. You talk about a rock and a hard place, right? I mean, you know, where do you go from there? Okay, let me see. Do I do the pot or do the car theft? Oh, yeah, what the hell? We'll go with car theft. Yeah. So let's see.
Wow.
I can't tell you anything else. That's just, you know, that's the way people are out there, and we're sharing the planet with them. Okay, so now we got a new host on the David Letterman show, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Already made the announcement. It'll be Stephen Colbert.
Mr. Colbert.
Who I think is a pretty good choice. Rush was really not happy about that. Let me see.
He's not going to play his character. He's going to be more himself, from what I understand.
And I'm sure he will. And that's what Rush was talking about is, oh, you know, now comedy's dead and he's going to go after the right. And I just, I think this guy is really sharp.
I do, too.
Really,
he is.
Really is.
I just wish there was someone who did the opposite who was actually funny.
Yeah, well, no, we don't have one. CBS made the announcement in their press release, and the five-year deal for Colbert, no dollar amount was disclosed. The exact start date not known until Letterman figures out what his timetable is. They do have a behind-the-scenes look where Colbert briefly drops the character to prep John Kerry for a 2007 appearance on the Colbert Report. So that might be interesting. That's out there for you to see. Colbert, who had been rumored to have been in talks with CBS before Letterman's announcement, maybe because CBS kind of sensed that, Colbert said, "I'm thrilled and grateful that CBS chose me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go grind a gap in my front teeth." I like that. Anyway.
I resemble that.
Yes, Wednesday before the official announcement, John Stewart said, no, he actually said he thought he would do an amazing job, which means I wish I'd have gotten the gig.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is that when the dust all settles here on Colbert, replacing David Letterman, Craig Ferguson staying exactly where he is and apparently will make some more money, maybe $5 million more, maybe as much as $12 million more. Apparently, anticipating this situation, Ferguson's people reportedly put a clause in his contract stipulating that if a non-Ferguson character takes over The Late Show, Ferguson would get a consolation payout from CBS. Now, the New York Post is saying it's $5 million. New York Daily News puts it closer to $8 million or even $12 million. His contract expires in June and actually isn't all that unusual. In the past, NBC had reportedly paid both Conan O'Brien and Letterman for not taking over The Tonight Show.
Yeah, that was part of that. Oh, I can't remember the movie. But there was a movie that was behind the scenes on that whole Letterman-Leno thing. Yeah. And that was part of Letterman's thing.
Yeah, quarter of nine and now for our chest-thumping segment.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
And where I went to school in high school, Leander,
yeah,
Texas,
yeah,
former student. It found out that his son was born with no hands. He was 2 years old and found something online from a guy in South Africa who had created a prosthetic design that he needed built. So reading the high school newspaper or something, realized that at his alma mater, they had created, you know, a robotics lab.
Okay.
So he called the teacher and said, "Hey, can you guys build this for me with a 3D printer? I would like to do this for my son." And they said, "Yeah, we'll look at it." They did and decided it wouldn't work. So the teacher and three of his best students designed a new prosthetic that won a state competition for student projects. Works like a charm.
Wow.
They went to GoFundMe to get it all taken care of and also to pay for their trip to Kansas City to possibly win this award.
Really?
The boy's name is Zaxon. Works like a charm. He's 2 years old and he flexes his wrist and he can now grab things for the very first time.
Wow, how fun.
From
how
little
fun.
Old Leander, Texas.
Very good. It's 8:46.
Has this unpredictable Texas weather taken a toll on your heating and air conditioning systems? For a limited time, text COMFORT to 88202 for a chance to win a free Comfort Club membership from Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Brazos Valley for more than 50 years. Still locally owned and operated, just with a new name. Comfort Club members receive a complete spring and fall tune-up every year for only $159. Text COMFORT to 88202 for a chance to win a free Comfort Club membership from Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
There goes 8:47, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello.
Good morning. Is this Scott?
It is. How are you?
I'm good. Scott, this is Lance. I apologize for not getting there. I was driving in from Temple, and actually have a 9 o'clock meeting. And so my mind was focused on trying to get there.
I hear you, instead of being on the radio with us this morning, but you got stuff going on at your place, huh?
I sure do.
Well, you got a minute to tell us about it?
Yeah,
All right. Well, tell me right now, you're live on the radio with us. So here we go.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
We're good.
This is old Lance Jackson, State of College Station, Lincoln Recreation Center supervisor, and I just want to let you guys know, that we're going to have a beautiful celebration next Friday at 1 p.m. We're having our annual Easter egg hunt. We're going to have faith feeding and awesome race for eggs. A lot of stuff going on. Amusement. Special guest performance by a band called the Tribe of Judah. Really cool stuff, and we're hopeful for a beautiful day because I know it's just exciting. I always get excited about this time of the year because that Easter egg hunt is so intense. You just have to be there.
Well, that's it. Yeah, and plus it gets to, you know, that means it's getting to be the busier time of year for y'all as the weather gets nice and summer comes. You've got a lot of summer programs also at the Lincoln Center that people will want to know about. Hey, Lance, if they want some more information about this Easter egg get-together and then the other programs you're going to have during the summer, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, here's what you got to do. You can go to our website, stx.gov, /Lincoln Center. And once again, it's April 18th on Good Friday at 1 p.m. You can bring your Easter egg bonnet. And or you can just bring your favorite bag.
All right.
And just have the kids ready. They'll get a chance to take some pictures with the Easter Bunny. And so we're just looking forward to it.
All right. And, we're looking forward to it, too. We will. The weather will be great. We won't have to worry about that. All right.
All right.
Hey, thank you, Jack. Thank you, man. See you later. All right. Lance Jackson. I used to watch him play a little football in Temple. He wasn't bad. Played for the Aggies, too.
All right. Yes, he did.
So here you go. It's 11 minutes till.
And he's still in great shape, which is kind of annoying.
Would you eat a salad with a jet black tomato on top?
Depends what it tasted like.
The so-called indigo rose is a new type of tomato. It is jet black on the outside, kind of reddish purple on the inside, lots of antioxidants, and the rumor is that they are delicious. The indigo rose was created at the University of Oregon by a guy named Jim Myers, a professor there, by crossing a red tomato with a purple one. Look for them in grocery stores near you, and you can bet they'll be reasonably priced. Of course they will. Now, we have talked about this whole idea of ethanol, and not only what ethanol does to the gasoline and what it does to, the lines in your car or your string trimmer or any of those gas powered things because it deteriorates them. Ethanol is not good stuff for rubber, okay? But all that to tell you this, what it did do also is it caused prices of food to go up, prices of milk to go up, because obviously there are a lot of guys and gals who are growing corn just for ethanol. So that kind of changed the supply-demand curve a little bit. Now, you can't blame the farmers for that. They got a crop and they want to make as much money as they can. And with Congress legislating that X percent of that needed to be for ethanol production, okay, all made sense. We're just going to have to pay more for a lot of stuff. Well, now scientists say they have figured out a way to make ethanol without corn. Instead, they use carbon monoxide gas. Researchers saturated water with gas, zap it with this novel device between that's what they call it, a novel device.
No, call within the next 10 minutes.
That's right. Yeah. Instead, that's what they do. It has two electrodes, one made of what's called oxy-derived copper, and it converts into a fuel. The lead researcher emphasizes these are just laboratory experiments today, but he expects that there should be a prototype device ready in 2 to 3 years. The environmental implications, obviously, pretty profound. Critics of ethanol, that's me, says it dries up food prices, and also lots of water and land are used up because of that. And it can take more than 800 gallons of water to grow enough corn to make 3 gallons of ethanol. Tell me how that makes any sense, okay?
God.
I'm going to stop for a minute, okay? Now, here's the other thing. Ethanol cannot be shipped through a pipeline. Okay? Oil derivatives go through pipelines, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ethanol cannot do that. It must be shipped in a tanker. Okay, think about how many trucks have to be on the road to move the ethanol from point A to point B.
And they're all using propane, right?
Yep, of course. then think about all the commercial driver license guys who are being used up just to transport ethanol. So as a result, there's a shortage in cross-country drivers because they can't get enough that have commercial driver's licenses that don't have some sort of violations against them. Because, you know, the ICC is pretty tough about that.
Right.
So, I mean, it impacts the trucking industry as well. There's a lot of ways that this does screw up our economy. But nonetheless, we'll see what happens. What they're saying is they need to find some sort of economic incentive to be able to do this. That's right. We've got it. It's just we're not sure we could make it pay. Oh, wait. Maybe the government.
Let's throw more money at the problem.
That's all we need. We have this great idea. We just are not able to produce it in an effective way. That's it. Government subsidies can make up the difference.
There's big news at Subway Restaurants announcing the $5.75 Fresh Value Meal of the Day. Now, every day, 7 days a week, you can enjoy a regular 6-inch sub, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for just $5.75. So pick out your favorite sub, turkey breast and Black Forest ham on Monday, Italian BMT on Thursday, or tuna on Friday. The Fresh Value Meal of the Day, just $5.75 every day of the week. Subway, eat fresh. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras plus tax when applicable. Excludes premium and supreme sub. See store for details.
Nobody does steak and cheese like Subway. Stop by today for a tasty trio of steak subs that covers the full spectrum of flavor. Our Hunger Bustin' Steak and Bacon Melt is always a classic. Or kick it up a notch with the Chipotle Steak and Cheese. And if you want to bring the heat, try the Sriracha Steak Melt. Each member of this toasty trio is topped with melty cheese on your choice of freshly baked bread. Treat your taste buds at Subway today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Good morning. Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
Sorry, 4 minutes till. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. 45-year-old man surfing on top of a New York City subway car.
Wow.
Is dead due to what officials describe as severe head trauma. Wasn't clear what he ran into, but police say it was likely one of the metal support beams of another piece of equipment.
It's not good to make fun of the dead, but damn. If you're going to ride a subway.
This is the second 45-year-old man to die during subway surfing in New York since October. Transit Authority spokesperson warned that subway surfing is simply one of the dumbest things you can do. Don't do it. Didn't know we needed to tell people that, but there you go. Just so you know. So do you have a favorite number? You have a favorite number. Many adults do. So what is the most popular favorite number? London Guardian math blogger Alex Belos fielded that question so often that he decided to find out with favoritenumber.net, and spelled the way the British do. You know, they put random letters in places. The website asked people to select their favorite number and explain why. After more than 30,000 responses, the winner was really no surprise. What do you think it was?
Seven.
That's right. Though, one and one to... Though 1,123 numbers did receive votes of some kind, almost half of the respondents professed to loving a number between 1 and 10, although only 1 and 10 failed to qualify making the top 10. Belos says, our obsession with 7 is an ancient one dating back to Babylon. Go back to the earliest writers that we have, and there are more 7s than any other number. He just wasn't interested in the what. He wanted to kind of find out why people chose certain numbers. The most popular reason given for selecting a number was that it was the participant's birthday. But somebody born on the 10th was a lot less likely to choose 10, and especially somebody born on the 13th. Okay, we want an exceptional number. That's what we want. We want exceptional numbers. Even numbers feel vague, he said, which would possibly explain why 110 is the best candidate for the least favorite number. Well, I mean, okay, you ask somebody what their favorite number is.
Nobody says 110.
No, they don't. Well, but, I mean, if you ask somebody what their least favorite number is, I mean, what?
Six, of course.
Yeah, of course. You're fine. Whatever. What's my least favorite number? I don't know. Let me think about that for a day, and I'll get back to you, okay? I hate pie.
I like pie. You like pie too?
Oh, of course you'd like pie.
Hey.
Golly.
Very nicely done.
Thank you. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter has now joined New York and Chicago in signing a law banning e-cigarettes as well as other electronic smoking devices like vape pens, e-hookahs, and e-cigars. The law takes effect July 1 in Philly. You won't be able to smoke a cigarette in a workplace, restaurant, either outdoor or